Today, Jesus tells us a parable often known as the parable of the weeds and the wheat. In it, Jesus gives us a vivid description of a scene where a farmer plants an entire field of wheat, but while he's sleeping, someone comes in and contaminates that field with another type of seed, one that kind of looks like wheat, but in all actuality, it grows weeds. What results is a state of confusion, almost pandemonium, because the first instinct of the farmhands is that all is lost. All is lost. The wheat and the weeds are almost indistinguishable. Agricultural chaos ensues. There's something about this imagery. In a large field full of wheat and weeds, that reminds me of those horror films that friends in junior high used to put on around 1 a.m. on a Saturday morning. Horror films where people wander into fields at night and then something terrible happens. But because it takes place in a field at night, you can't see what's going on. The viewer of the film doesn't really know what's happening. You're left scared, wondering, and without a lot of resolution. In fact, you don't usually find out until much later in the story. Kind of like now. Some of us might see part of our present state of being right in today's parable, today's story. It might make sense in a very different way this year than it ever has before. In the past few months, some of us have become masterful amateur statisticians. Others, amateur epidemiologists. Some others are directors of our own personal newsrooms. And yet others are just somehow trying to get by, trying to make money to live on, trying to make sure that we're being faithful to our work and that our kids are still getting educated, trying to cling to living out some sort of sense of normal life when everything, absolutely everything around us, including the health and well-being of our friends and family, seems to be under scrutiny. We are trying and trying and trying. And we feel like we're right in that field of wheat and weeds, and we don't know how to emerge from it. As news updates us from the pandemic spread, our first instinct might to immediately think all is lost, or maybe even something more negative like an enemy has done this. We might need to blame something or someone because we're simply at our wits' end and we don't know how to move forward. You know, people in the early church, especially those living around the Mediterranean, often felt very similar ways. They had very similar challenges. And I think that their challenges are in some ways similar to what you and I might be experiencing right now. In the first and second centuries, people who followed Jesus were coexisting with people of many different faiths. And sometimes this coexistence threatened Christian communities because the Christians were often the one who were blamed when anything went wrong. Often many Christian communities also included the poor or people whom polite society excluded. And even though many of these followers of Jesus were trying to be faithful to what they knew about Jesus and his way of love, they were often misunderstood. Or even worse, mistrusted and viewed as threats. This, we know, led to later persecution of thousands. And so St. Paul's words to this group today are encouraging to both you and to me. Encouraging because they invite the early groups of Christians to not only give up hope, to not give up hope, but also to remain thickly entrenched into their own respective weeds and wheat of life, because their ultimate goal, after all, their ultimate goal isn't public recognition or prestige, but rather their ultimate goal is to do the good work that God has given them to do in the world. And sometimes this good work, like wheat, brushes up against challenge, against times of trial, against hardship, like the weeds. And the reality is, in some ways, this is life. It's not perfect. And sometimes the weeds try to overtake things and take all the breath and the life and the energy out of things. And sometimes the weeds try to choke the good things. Yes, true. But this parable Jesus tells everyone that the wheat and the weeds need to live and grow together. St. Paul tells us that we also do not need to fear the present day, nor the weeds of life, those toxic people and unjust systems, and the bullies we see in the public square. No, we do not need to fear them, because God will sort this out in the end. The true nature of the wheat and the weeds will eventually be revealed, and the true character of the people around us in our world will eventually be on display, and at some point, all will be made devastatingly clear to everyone. And in the meantime, we live our lives. We live our lives in what Paul calls a spirit of adoption. And this, my friends, is a much bigger deal than you realize. You see, in the Roman world, a person who was adopted legally by another was someone who would always be part of the family. Unlike biological children who were legally allowed to be disowned, someone who was adopted was never and could not even legally be disowned. How about that? Being adopted by God means that we're forever connected to God and the presence of God's love and wisdom and guidance, and that this connection, this union, cannot be severed, ever. Because in this adoption by God, God sees us and relates to us exactly in the way in which God relates to Jesus. The union between us and between God cannot be severed. Ever. And so Paul invites us into living in a place of hope, a place of renewal, a place of abundant grace. And you know we need all of those right now. So when we get mired in the debates about wearing masks or not, or we get involved in disputes about school openings or not, or we get thrown into whatever unwinnable situation we get thrown into, we are the adopted heirs of God that get thrown into this parable of wheat and weeds, and we trust God enough to let us coexist. We trust God enough to let us stand firmly in our position of love and reconciliation and truth. We trust God enough that all of these challenges of our present day will be resolved and will find their end at some point in the future. When? We don't know. But our call is to be faithful. To be faithful first to God, and to grow each and every day in loving God with all our heart and mind and strength. But then our call is also to be faithful to our neighbors and to ourselves, that we may be catalysts that invite people to grow in love in a new way each and every day, to where when you go to sleep at night, your capacity to love God, to love others, your capacity even to love yourself has grown just a little bit more day by day, just like that good wheat that grows in the field. Your love has the capacity to grow. And by growing in love, we have the capacity to be remade. In essence, we get an opportunity to remake our lives and the life of the world. We don't go back to what was in the world before the pandemic, but instead we commit to furthering God's new creation, this kingdom of God, this beloved world that God loves. We commit to making it something different this time, a place where we value friends, where we cherish our community. And we live into that spirit of adoption when we keep our hearts tuned in to the wisdom of God, to the stillness of God's voice. We keep ourselves synced in with God's work and God's actions so that we're a part of them from here on out. We can't use this time of pandemic to be spiritual tourists. We can't use this time of pandemic to be spiritual tourists, using and practicing our faith only when it's helpful, when it's convenient. We can't be spiritual tourists. Instead, we are builders, builders of the finest wheat fields the world has ever known, builders of a society that will focus first and foremost on love. We, as adopted children of God, will be builders for God's dream of beloved community wherever it can be found. And as for the weeds, well, we can't let the weeds get to us. When we think all is lost, we must resist and know that all is not lost. The weeds aren't going to choke us out. The weeds are not ultimately going to win. So we need to claim our adoption by God. We need to claim our connection to something divine, eternal, eternally loving, something that cannot be severed. And we proceed with our work in love. God will sort out the weeds. Through this, we are people at work, building up God's dream for the world. And we are also the church at work. We are the Trinity Cathedral community at work, continuing onwards as adopted children of God, building up all of God's beloved community. And our work, my friends, our work this day and each and every day onwards is love.